Life of a festival king or queen. Danced the jig at Irish Fest, sought German Fest funnel cake fraulines, ran the Bastille along unshaved legs, chest thumped along alongside Afro Fest drums, chewed calzones and said chow at Festa, flan feasted with Fiesta amigos, got sumo slapped during Asian Moon, and have been cursed out in languages owned by no one, responding, yo soy, estoy, this accent sounds Australian. The real danger of festival attendance, though, there is no good place to look. Look down and spot plastic cups with red smiley faces dripping of Miller products, smashed mozzarella sticks, cheese curds, sour cream and chives from Sadz's, crushed packs of Pall Malls or half-smoked butts, flyers from the 11 stages advertising Eddie Money, Devo, Pat McCurdy. Keep eyes forward for spandex guts, butts, and thighs of baby boomers reliving liberal times, forgetting conservative duties, raising kids, cutting grass, owning homes, keeping the American dream alive at all costs. Yet refusing the refuse ground or dodging muffin tops and beer bellies leaves one open for attack from the faceless folk riding the multicolored sky glide who spit on everyone below. Down here, we're all victims.